I said, "Move, ma'am." I said, "God damn you, get out there and get that wood. What else you want me to do?" I said, "Go out there and cut that piece of that wood on the yard. What else you want me to do?" I said, "Any damn thing I tell you to do, if I tell you to put your head in the fire, I said, go up there and load it and make me think you're going to put it in there, because I come to kill you today." I had a little minute trouble with it. When I said something, I right up and do it. Now, if I hadn't said nothing, he'd have whooped me. Yeah, he was sitting for me that evening, but I had that stick. And I drove that stick back yard to see that nigga running out of here. I wasn't going to kill him. I just told him that, you know.
There comes a neighbor by.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes, sir.
But when you saw men cut wood, did they ever lay it across kind of...
I laid it on a piece of wood and cut it. That keeps you from knocking your eyes out. You know, when you're cutting wood, if you lay it down on the ground, it'll fly up. I seen a girl say she was cutting a piece and she got one eye. Nah.
When you're sawing wood, they lay it across a...
No.
You ever see those things, to saw a piece of wood, they lay them across two of these?
No, so talking about like on horses?
Yeah.
No, so I seen them just saw big wood laying on the ground and push it out the way and just saw that on up the tree. Now, let's have sold it like that out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you straighten your hair, you use a comb or a what?
Use a straightening comb. Get it hot.
Did people, men especially, like to shave a lot? They shaved back in those days with a...
My pa did with a straight black hound long razor. He'd hold it in his hand.
Yeah.
And he shaved it there.
Okay, and he'd comb his hair with a what?
They had an iron comb, he did. But us had a comb. I almost bought us a comb to comb out of his head.
Some other people might use a what?
They had iron comb, looked like iron, tin or something.
Yeah. Or brush?
Yes, they had a brush.
And they'd take that and...
brush the hair.
Right. I mentioned games you play, and I wanted to ask you about, so would you ever put a piece of board over something like that?
Made a east over here outside it. Sure did. One person be on one end, he come up and then go down.
Yeah.
Us call them flying jennies. Now that's what us call it.
The ones that went up and down, or round?
Us just call it that, because if it go round with us, us a crowd would get on, that crowd push that and round and round. And the other crowd get off and they push that round and round. And it was had it just like it's cut on a little tree, you know,
yeah.
And then bore a hole through there and put that on, that board on there, and that's what us would ride on. And us would have slide boards, you know, just like it was nowhere, a hill or a gully. Us had sliding boards, us get on, slide down there. Slide down the hill. And then them others would pull them up. And then us go around and walk up and let them go down.
Yeah.
And then us pull them up. That's called that sliding board.
Have you ever seen those big old gullies up near Lumpkin?
I ain't never been up there.
Those things are real.
But it's a depending on about down that afterfield out there where you see that water. That's how come so many folks get drowned. They ain't got sense enough to know them holes out there. There's holes out there you can set this house in. I done waked all out there, gullies. And wells too. Open wells out there, and they ain't got nothing. You know, they'll come down here from north and run out there and get drowned. A girl come from up north and brought two little children down there with her and jumped off out there where them people had them bold wells. You know, I know that's where she got in and got drowned. And them two little children standing out there. Sure was. And she, her mama and them was in Coleman, and she come down here and swim. They got up a sign down there. I wouldn't go in there no more, because I can't swim. I don't go in no water.
You've never?
No, I ain't up in no water. This young boy of mine went there one day, and went down there and jumped in there where he said that boy got drowned in there. And when he come in, he went on the bed, you know. I said, you ain't all right? He said, I ain't home. I said, yeah. Went on, went to sleep. We had a white farm room. My niece called me. Said, did Mook tell you about he like he got drowned? Said, that boy saved him. I said, no. I didn't even wake him up. I went out there and got me a stick and come back in here, and I bet you he'll run from the next water he see. I bet you he'll run.
Yeah.
I didn't wake him up. I beat him woke. I didn't wake him up. He said, you know what I beat him by? He said, I didn't go in that water. I slipped in there. He didn't slip in there. He said he jumped in there. Swimming, you know, trying to swim like them other boys.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he couldn't swim. Now, if somebody around,